Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Reish Chaf Tes, the fifth Vad. Le Duguma Bichvoid Haber Yois, as an example of Kavoid towards people, Natsig Kandivrei Hadracha Shel Admonish Masoedin, we're going to present here words of guidance of Rabbi Yerucham, Keitzad Yesh Lichtoiv Michtav. How one should write a letter. Vezel Hashanai, a direct quotation. Aleph, Bein Adam Lachaviroi Legeroa Mimitzvas Esroig. Issues of Bein Adam Lachaviroi are no worse than the mitzvah of Yisroig. Nitztavinu alav yisnei lefanov b'mitzvois. Where Chazal teach yisnei lefanov b'mitzvois, that the mitzvah should be done with hadar, with splendor, with beauty. Ve'im ken kama min hayidur tzichim ba'is shekuzvim ichtav v'chadereu. One should apply hidur when a person is writing to another. For example, neyar yafe, decent paper, diotiv, decent ink, ve'isiyos behirois, clear letters, in other words, not just scribbling. Umagam devarim tohrim v'neim, and of course, words that are pure and attractive. Ve'ha'ikar loy b'chipazon, not to rush through it. Leman she'ye mizeh l're'u reyach nichoyach v'hana'a merubah, in order to produce from this to his fellow, the correspondent, satisfaction. Base of ikar of ichud, especially, most importantly, kol ma shenogeh ben adam lachaviroi, kach tzichim lasos b'chol yecholes shel tov ha'chesed. Whatever impinges on issues of ben adam lachaviroi, one should apply to one's fullest ability chesed. Asher ledavoin chaser ze hakol b'michtavchem. Rav Yerucham says, unfortunately, that is lacking in your letter. He was responding to some letter. Gimel, tzerichim lasos hakol b'chavana retzuya. One should do it all with the correct intent. Zei sumeris, what I mean is, lachshev b'chivun oides chaviroi, to have in mind the benefit of the correspondent, ve'lo rak latzes yedei chov u'lispaden, not just to fulfill one's obligation writing a postcard. Wish you were here. Hanaga kazois rechoka mi'chesed. Such a hanaga, just to be yoitzi yedei chov and to write something, is distant from chesed. Ve'ein tzerich lomar me'ahavas chesed. It goes without saying that it's very far from ahavas chesed. And the author here gives the reference, Das Chochma Musach Gimel, Siman Reish Samech Gimel, Amud Reish Lamedei. Sham hadevarim nemru klapei ha-chesed ha-machavei. Rav Yerucham was actually speaking in the context of chesed towards others, ve'anu mevi'im oisam kan b'inyan kvoid ha-chavei. We're using the same words in the context of kvoid ve'achasi. It's exactly the same thing. The points are equally applicable to kvoid. One has to use one's seichel to apply this. Be'ameinu, very few people write letters, and this idea of decent paper, not smudged, decent ink. But one can apply this to SMSs as well. One sees how these things are written sloppily without any consideration whatsoever, so that it takes much longer to read because one has to decipher, you know, what is meant of here. No capital letters, no punctuation, words are abbreviated. Mistama, one could apply these things to these ideas to SMS as well and other forms of communication. This is just an example. Vad Shishi. Kol asher hakirva el azulas yoser temidis. The more regular the contact, yoser kashel atzes yedei chovas hakavod bismidus. The more difficult it is to fulfill the obligation of kavod. This is obvious. Shnei yedidim hanifkashim yedei pam. Two acquaintances who meet once in a while, yecholim bekalus lechabed ze etze. It's very easy then to give kavod to one another because they see each other only occasionally. It's more difficult for two friends who meet on a daily basis, so to business partners or any partners. It's even more difficult when it comes to neighbors. There's constant closeness. It's even more difficult for a person to properly honor members of his family, constantly together, and many different circumstances. That's why kibud avayim is difficult, because it's constant and it's different situations. Perhaps the most difficult of all is kavod towards one's wife. Adam hisargel minoy ar lechabed esera. The person has been taught from childhood to give kavod to parents. So this habit helps him even when he's mature. It's different with one's wife. Ach ishtoy nesuna b'yado, yes, control of his wife, ve'lo yipam hu nehene mishlitas ele. A person derives satisfaction, a certain pleasure from having control. In addition, it's impossible not to discover within one's wife certain shortcomings, which make it, again, difficult to give kavod, in brackets, just like his own shortcomings are revealed within his home. And the problem is, it might bring a person to the opposite of kavod, to belittle. The obligation of giving kavod to one's wife is a supreme obligation. Her eyes are lifted towards him. That's a chazal. She's close to crying. It's not difficult for her to get to a point where she cries. Her life is dark unless her husband gives her kavod. Chazal state in the Braisa, the obligation to love his wife as himself, to give a kavod more than to himself. This is an injunction from Chazal. A person should eat and drink. I think this is eat and drink at less than his value, less than his wealth, in other words. You shouldn't eat and drink, shouldn't spend on cuisine in accordance with what he has. It should be less. V'ilbash v'iskase b'mash yesh loy, so one's attire should be consistent with his income. V'chabed ishto v'anav yoseh b'mash yesh loy, and kavoy towards his wife and children more than what he has. So we start off with less, equal, and more. Yesh peskim shekasvu dehad mechabda yoseh megufoy. Some peskim write this idea of mechabda yoseh megufoy, to give a kavod more than for himself, ubivgadim v'tachshitim. They say it applies to clothes and jewelry, that you should spend more than he spends on himself. Umipeskim achrim mashma shekavod uchiyuv klali. Other peskim imply that the kavod is a general obligation. She'enu mitztamtzim rak bivgadim v'chole. It's not narrowed down. It's not limited just to clothes and jewelry and things like that. Uv maseches kala pergimel amu, Chazal say over there, ahava b'leiv v'chavoid b'maasim. When Chazal speak about ahava or heves ishtoy kegufoy, it means in the heart. When they say amechabda yoseh megufoy kavoid, is in deeds, practically. In brackets, re'e b'chol inanei ishus, regarding all matters of the relationship between husband and wife, see Sifroi Hanifla Shel Gid Epstein Shlita Mitzvay Sabayis Beis Krachim. The Sefer called Mitzvay Sabayis. At any rate, Mistaber Ki Ikar Shalom Habayis Talui Baze Shabal Yeda Heitev Lechabed Es Ishtoi. Says the author, it's Mistaber that the Ikar of Shalom Bayis depends on the husband knowing how to honor his wife well. The Shuv, as we said in previous Vadim, Kavoid Tzarech Lishtapech Me'aracha Pnimis. Kavoid has to pour out from inner appreciation. V'tzirau, we've said this a number of times, it's a process of, it's a creative process. Asher milevad halachos ha'mefurashos b'inyan, besides the explicit halachos, which are very few, besides the explicit halacha, tzarich kol echad lislol le'atzmo derech b'zeh, each person has to pave his own path over here. Kfi mesek sefasav, in accordance with his eloquence, he chooses the appropriate words. V'chinoi v'amanaseis ishtoi, and his understanding of his wife b'mehirotza. There's creativity involved of how exactly to apply kavod. V'hinei, ein chiyuvei hakavod sesrim mashikasa maran baal chazon ish zichro yagen alenu. The obligations of kavod do not contradict what the Chazon Ish writes b'michtavon hanagas hashana rishana, in his letter to the Talmud regarding the general conduct of the husband in shana rishana. Here we quote the Chazon Ish: lifamim es yachasus bechavoid v'cherdas derech eretz ma'ach chison kiru. The Chazon Ish wrote, sometimes relating to one's wife with kavoid and cherdas derech eretz, trembling, standing before the queen, that type of thing, sometimes it's illustrative of lack of closeness. There's a certain distance over there. It's not ideal. V'tzarich lisyaches b'yichus yoser karoiv. One should have a closer relationship. Asher yichus mikoved lo imtza lo makoim. A close relationship, an intimate relationship, rather than something formal and uvdichus hadas yoser ahuv mikoved rosh v'chedas hakavid. A relationship of humor, lightness, is better. Yoser ahuv is better than koved rosh, a very serious and formal relationship. Ve'tzarich li'sametz li'sneheg ba'ofen yoser mikurav, one should make an effort that one's relationship with one's wife is close, again intimate, or v'yichus yadimi l'smol. As an analogy, says the Chazon Ish, like the relationship of the right hand to the left hand. She'enu davar chutzi, it's not something external, ela atzmi, it's something innate. The right hand, the left hand, the relationship between them is not something external to oneself, it's within oneself, it's close and intimate. So the author says, what we've been saying is not a contradiction to this. We see the subtlety of the matter. Chazal tell us, and of course the Chazon Ish acknowledges this, mechabda yosei megufo, a husband is obligated to be mechabed his wife more than himself. On the other hand, what the Chazon Ish is pointing out is that cherdas derech eretz vekavoid mar erichuk, that too much formality shows distance. Vetzarich adam lefales letzmodeh, the person has to pave a path through this. Veshuv, once again, yetzirah, it's creative. There's a room here for creativity. Ha'anaga nechora b'zev, the correct elements of behavior over here. Ledugma, as an example, harish kose b'orches chayim in siman tzadiches, al teshabach isha b'yofya, one should not praise one's wife for her beauty. Uvtuv ma'aseh yashua hashim im. I think this is talking about speaking to others. Uvtuv ma'aseh, regarding her accomplishments, yes. So the author comments, one is allowed to tell others about her good deeds. So it's not quite appropriate to praise her to others about her appearance, but certainly about her accomplishments and deeds. Also in her presence, when it's private, one should find different ways how to exalt her, how to give her kavod. One should practice this. One should do this as an exercise daily. In a sufficiently lengthy period, until we manage to pave a path over here and find the highway. Hein, indeed, isha eina chavrusa she'enitan livnois esayachas ita ala dibur b'inyanei machshava gvayim b'inyanei halacha. One's wife is not a chavrusa that one can build a relationship with her on the basis of great philosophical concepts or matters of halakha. Of course, one can discuss these things with her, but one can't build the foundation of one's relationship can't be on that. Ikar gadolu lakir ma'alois b'ishtre. The fundamental of it is to recognize good points, essential points, achievements in one's wife, ulakir b'tevasan, to recognize her goodness, to recognize just akaras ha'tev. Al derech shemu lakhazal say, in Yevamois, dayenu shemegadlois banenu l'teira, umatzilois esanu minachet. The statement of Avchia. Sufficient, it's enough, that would be enough already, that they raise our children to teira and save us from chet. This is something we mentioned before. Rav Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim on Pekei Avos, the Mishnah that says, you were created against your will. Nobody asked you. At the end of Perek Dalet, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, Ve'al shiflus ha'olam kivnu razal benusach hakadish be'alema divra chirose. So when Chazal were composing the Kaddish, and they instituted this phrase Be'olema Divrachi Ose, in the world that Hashem created in accordance with His will. They were mechaven to this world, the low world, and he continues Vehu Ke'inyan Birkas She'osani Kirtzono Birkas Isha. So Rav Chaim compares this. He says it's the same vein as the bracha that a woman recites She'osani Kirtzonoi. What does that mean? So the author very briefly says, also when we saw it previously, was very brief about this. Pelehu. It's a pele she'akadosh Baruch Hu rotze lizgadel u'lizkadesh davka be'olam gashmizeh. It's a pele that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be exalted and sanctified specifically in the physical world. Aval zeh rotzono yisbarach. That's what he wants. Vechen pelehu. It's also a pele she'kol ha'brachois. That blessings such as bayis, banim, oysher, a home, children, wealth, magi oslan davka lede aisha. They come specifically through one's wife, avazer etzinoi, that's his will, and here's the key point. Venimtseis haisha legabe aish. What emerges is that the relationship of the woman vis-a-vis her husband בדיוק מה שהעולם הוא לגבי הקדוש ברוך הוא. It's precisely like the world vis-a-vis הקדוש ברוך הוא. ודי בהר הזה. That's enough. It's enough. He's said enough about the fact what the man is over here, what he's comparable to over here in his relationship to one's to his wife. It's like הקדוש ברוך הוא towards the world. עד כאן. ועד שביעי. מדויר מיוחד קובע לעצמו בעניין כבוד מה שמצינו, זה a particular domain. We have to discuss separately in this context what we find that כי בשעס הדין שאלים את האדם, המלכת חברך עליך בן החסוך. At the time of din, a person is asked this question. Did you literally enthrone your peers upon you, your friend, your peer, your colleagues, benachas ruach. Himlachta chavercha muva bereshis chokhma. This is brought in reshis chokhma b'shar hayirah pegidves maseches gehinoim. It's not a common source. I don't think that you find this in Shas, but it is brought in reshis chokhma. What is this? Lehamlich chaver, to enthrone a friend, to coronate a friend. Haynu loses lo kvod melachim. It means to give him royal honor. Ulhisbatei lifnei ratzonei, to be mevatel oneself before his will. Ad kedei kach, that's how it goes. I made a note for myself to look above on page Reish Tes Vav in the first Vaad. At any rate, the author continues here. Ein hadavarim amurim b'inanei mitzvois v'deois. We are not talking about mitzvois and deois and intellectual things. Das shel tera o chiyuv shel mitzvah. When it comes to das tera or an obligation of mitzvah, I efshar levatel lifnei ratzono shel chaver. One is not permitted at all to be mevatel because of somebody else's wishes. Bedivrei reshus advarim. We're talking about reshus, that's all. We're talking about the most common arguments in Kollel, which is air conditioner on or air conditioner off. That type of thing we're talking. Al ze anu mispalelim, v'nafshi ka'afar la'kol tihyeh. That's what we mean at the end of the Amidah. V'nafshi ka'afar la'kol tihyeh. May my soul be like the dust to everyone. V'chazal imrim, Chazal tell us, Gemara in Maseches Seita Daf Chaf Alef, Ein divrei Torah miskayimin, words of Torah endure, Ela b'mi shemisim atzmoi kemi she'eino. Only in a person who makes himself as if he isn't. Sheneimah, the quote of Pasuk, V'achochma me'ayin timotzei. Chochma is found me'ayin, somebody who makes himself like null. Kama adam tzerich lizbatel kide lishmo advar Torah. A person has to be mevatel himself to hear advar Torah, lakshiv heitev, and to really listen well, or lizbonim b'kvi yecholto, and to examine it, to analyze it as well as he can. Kol limud betzavta, any learning with someone, deresh hisbatlus temidis mamash, it requires a person to be mevatel, not necessarily to agree, but first to hear, to be able to hear, to absorb it, to analyze it, it requires hisbatlus. ואין צריך לומר דברים קטנים, because without saying, in small things, כשאני צריך לבטל דעתי לפני דעת חברי, that I'm required to be mevatel my opinion or wishes before those of friends, כגון שאני רוצה שהחלון יהיה פתוח. I want the window to be open, I find it more comfortable. הוא רוצה שיהיה סגור, he wants it to be closed. ואוהד כהנה. These almost trivial things. It goes without saying that this is what we're talking about over here to be mevatel das. This is an illustration of himlachta chavercha. So common these issues. Vafilu b'idiyos shen yodeh al atzmi b'vados. Even things I don't know about myself with certainty. Acherim oimrim acheres. If others say other, yesh li levatel dati. The Gemara in Shabbos, a very cryptic Gemara, this Shabbos kuf yudches. V'omar Rabbi Yosei miyamai lo avart al divrei chavirai. This is, I think, the Tana Rabbi Yosei. I never transgressed the words of my colleagues. Yodani batzmish any kohen, I know that I'm not a kohen. Im omrim li chaverai ale la duchan ani alef. They instructed me to go to the duchan, to do duchanin, to do bikas kohanim, I would go up. Exactly what it means, and we're not discussing over here, but this idea of mevatel das. Das hatira bazeh menugedes meoid la de'ah sheletes ayam boilam. This is diametrically opposed to Western thinking, be'ameinu. It's completely the opposite. Adam b'doireinu b'shum oifen einu rotzeh l'achnias etzmo lefnei acherim. A person in our generation under no circumstances is prepared to submit himself to others. It's all about assertiveness. It's all about standing up for one's rights. This is completely different. V'ro'e b'zeh chulsha. In the Western world, this is seen as a weakness she'achad misbatel lefnei chaveroi. That one should chas v'chalila, forego, waive his rights towards others. Well, what can we do? The Torah teaches us to show honor towards the Tzelem Elokim that resides in the other person. This idea that we are discussing, being mevatel oneself before others' wishes, that's the exercise, that's the practice of kavod towards Tzelem Elokim. This is something specific. It's not included in the inyanim that we have dealt with thus far. The exercise is set for oneself a specific time every day to pay attention to what that other person wants. And try, make an effort to be mevatel our wishes to their wishes. Adkan.